This is Only We Matter Podcast with Jacqueline and Brandon, bringing generations together.
So you want to hear my coffee thing this morning?
Yeah, I want to know all about it.
Here's my story. So I've skipped from doing drip to using my espresso machine every day right now. So I try to get up, go for a run, just drink less coffee, better coffee. That's my goal.
Okay.
And anyway, so Nadine's been boiling water every day, which is good because I like to drink an Americano. That is my drink of choice. And so today I heard the water going. I was like, perfect. I got my machine running, warmed everything up. So good. And then I go to grab, I pulled the perfect espresso shots.
Two shots
that come out. It's great. It's perfect. And then I go to lift the tea kettle and guess what? There's not enough water for me. They made tea this morning for my girls and I had no water. And so I drank espresso shots this morning, which I've been thinking about doing anyway.
I've been adding
less and less water to get more of the flavor.
Okay.
And whenever I make an Americano, I always lose the crema off of the espresso shot.
Oh.
Because you pour it in, right? I'm pouring it into another cup and adding hot water. And you lose that piece. I can't seem to figure out how to get it there. I'm not very good at this. Again, coffee connoisseurs will be like, oh, I'll teach you. So teach me. Send me a video to teach me. So in the end, I was like, perfect, whatever. I'll just drink the espresso shot. And I did. And it was delicious. It was fine. Maybe I'm putting too much effort in my coffee.
So we were at a social event Saturday night. And the hostess made fresh espresso. She's Italian. So every time, and I'm only like, this event happens usually once a year, maybe twice, but we usually can only make once. And every time for the last few years, every time she makes it, I'm like, oh, I don't know what you do, but there is way more than love in this one.
Yes.
It is so good, Italian. I just don't get it. Season 3. Can you believe we are in season 3?
That is crazy. That is crazy. When I think about how many episodes we have, where we're heading, how we've been doing, I'm like, well, that's great. We've been having lots of conversations.
Yes, we have. And the response has been really positive. People reach out to us either privately or on social media, and the response has been really great. They love to see how we're growing and expanding and learning and getting better and just having fun, and they like the topics that we're approaching, and so that's all been really, really positive.
Absolutely. And if there is a topic that you'd like to hear more of, let us know. We'd love to hear from you what you'd like to hear in regards to figuring out these two funny, weird generations having a conversation together, which is me and Jacqueline. That's we're the generations.
Absolutely.
And so, yeah. And we'd love to hear from you.
And perhaps maybe there will even be an opportunity for you to come on and talk about it with us.
For sure.
So
there may be those opportunities.
We are definitely open to that.
Well, Jacqueline, we've been in pandemic mode in our world for several months, and it's shaping everything that we do, shaping our school decisions coming up, shaping work, businesses, and all kinds of things. And so we wanted to, as we come back into season 3, discuss what exactly have you been learning? What's something you've been learning during this pandemic? That is my question for you this morning.
Yeah, I've learned a couple of things. One is less deep than the other, but the one thing is that I've learned that I can work at home with my spouse. So Bill and I have worked together for years. Like, it's not new that we work together. We work together on the production company. We work together in missions. We work together when we speak at events together. We do lots together, but we're not usually in the same building working Monday through Friday together. And so that's been like a bit interesting and growing for me. I haven't learned this yet. I'm trying, but you know, so my office doesn't have a door, but his mm-hmm. does. And so that makes it so much easier. Somebody has to have a door, so it might as well be him. And cause I just like the whole open concept thing. And anyhow, so we started learning if the door is closed shut, he's on a Zoom call. Mm. If it's, or he's on the phone. If it's not, and it's just closed, but not closed tight, then he's just working, but I can come in. Now you would think, after walking in on several Zoom calls, you would think I would learn. Nope. I have not grasped that because I'm like, he's easy access. I have him all day, every day at home. So that's been something. I get that conversation or that question all the time. How do you find working at home with your spouse? And in all honesty, I love it. I love it.
That is so good.
It was a transition for us because I'm used to having like the whole house to myself all the time before. But I love it. Now I don't want him to go back. I like him working from home and he doesn't have to go into their physical office. He just does everything remotely. I love it. It can be too much time. It can feel like too much time. But we actually, like, we kind of do our own thing, and we end up having coffee together in the kitchen. I would Nice. Probably cry and grieve if he had to go back every day to the office. How about you? That's, like, one thing I've learned. How about you? What's one thing you've
learned? Nice. I think one thing that I've thought of is, so I work in a church. I'm a pastor. And
nice. Somebody's
got to do it. The one thing that I discovered, like when pandemic was happening, things are shutting down or things are starting up. There's still in Canada an exceptional status for churches. Like I think sometimes we get the mentality that, you know, the church is a push to the wayside or whatever, but in Alberta here, at least, and I think, I'm not sure what other provinces, I guess I haven't done my research, but, it's still like you still get special treatment, you know, of like places of worship in general, I think, not just churches, but like, you know, even if I look at the guidelines now, like there's no limit on that was really funny. If no one gets to see this, theater of the mind is Jacqueline just like goes down on her screen. She's at the bottom of her screen. All of a sudden her chair just dropped, which was hilarious. So that's pretty great. That's awesome. I think that's perfect. Every podcast needs something like that to happen. The problem will be now is to get her to stop laughing long enough to get back into my very serious thing about the pandemic. That was too good. That was too good. So this is one thing I've been learning is, about that. So I'm just trying to think through that. Like, when push came to shove in the middle of this, you know, places of worship still got treated with respect, I think. Mm. And,
That's true.
That's interesting to me. Cause we think in Canada we're so, maybe liberal and beyond religion, but I think there's a, so here's my hypothesis, religion hypothesis in Canada versus other countries. Is I think Canada will move towards a place of like multi-faith place rather than a no faith place or pushing out religion completely. I think it'll move the other direction of like of multi-faith and honoring every faith that wants to be here versus other countries, maybe in Europe who've said, no, we just don't want just religion be quiet kind of thing. Where I think Canada will move to a place where it's actually celebrated, like our diversity and stuff. I just think it's natural for us where we want to celebrate diversity in such a large way and in every other way. Like what is it to be Canadian? When you ask that question, diversity is one of the key words, I think. And I think religion will be part of that. Anyway, that was a two-pronged answer to a question. And then I led to something else. So
I love it.
And I think that's one thing I'm learning.
Well, and that's really typical of us. I think too, in our podcast, is we talk about something and it just takes us on a whole nother trajectory. And I love that. I love our podcast.
Down in your seat.
But down like in my
seat. The trajectory goes down.
Seriously.
And then laughter. Your face was so red. It was fantastic.
Trying to pull it together.
Maybe. I hope you did get some video of that, because that will be a promo clip.
But we're recording video. Are we not?
Yes. Well, you are as well.
Yes.
And so,
I think
that will be the clip. That'll be our new advertisement. It's just you laughing, you dropping and laughing.
I think so. I think that's great. That wasn't planned. It was definitely not planned. I was trying to get comfortable with my feet, and apparently that was not the button. Another thing that I was that I've been learning with COVID is I really took time to be introspective. Now I am naturally a thinker, which it would probably surprise most people, because that's not really how I portray myself. I mean, I love a good time. I love to laugh. I love to have fun. Love to like drop my chair in the middle of a conversation. I am really desiring to grow. And I don't mean just in height or width, because that's just happening naturally. But I want to grow deeper. I want to grow deeper in who I am, in what is my purpose, because we all have a purpose, believe it or not. There's a purpose why we're here. And I want to grow closer to my God, to Jehovah, to Yahweh. I just want to draw deep. And I like that saying, it's been around for many years, deep calls to deeper. And I really want that. And that's actually what happened in COVID. I really desired to figure out, what do you want from me, God? So, you know, that again, old saying, jack of all trades, master of none. So diverse, like my life is quite diverse. And I was getting tired. I was just getting tired. I was getting tired of trying to put it in boxes and keeping those boxes filled and doing well with them. And so I was like, okay, God, you got to show me. Like, where do you want me to put that focus? And it was really cool, because he really, not overnight, it was a process, really, of praying and reading and being contemplative and retrospective too, as well, of where is this? Where is this going? I'm in my 50s, early 50s, like closer to early than late. And, just wanting this last inning of my life, the next 30 years, if God will allow, to be legendary, And so what did that mean? You know, what does that look like? And so I actually did some revamping of social media. I did some talking with some people and different people, marketing, non-marketing people, and just said, listen, like, this is where I'm at. What do you want? You know, this is who I am. This is where I want to go. What do you think? And they're like, okay, let's ask some questions. Let's ask some real questions. And what about your faith? Like, how vocal do you want to be about your faith? And I'm vocal when I'm in a group or one-on-one. Social media, I haven't been as vocal. But, you know, I've just been challenged with that too. So every time I post, I am praying about, well, what is it that I need to be posting today? And what is it that you want me to say, God? Because if I believe that my whole life is aligned with God, and that I have decided that this is the one thing that I can be committed to for my whole life and passionate about is God and my salvation in Jesus, then he needs to be brought into my social media more. And so it's been really cool. So one of the things that just was really a highlight was just figuring out that I'm intentional and I want to be inspiring. So let's do that.
That's great. Yeah, and let him define what we do, right? Mm. It's about our being in him, and and our life is our overflow. And I think that's really important. And for that too. So probably the second thing for me that I was learning is children's masks are not made for children.
Nice.
Oh man, I just take my kids places and then their masks just fall off all the time. Oh. And I'm like, we're trying to figure out the best ways, what are the hacks, what are the life hacks for masks? And you put it like a, you know, those monkeys in a barrel.
Yeah.
Using those to the back, using straps, all this stuff. Anyway, I don't know what it is, but for some reason, kids' masks aren't made for kids. I don't know who they're made for. Maybe they're made for older kids, and I have 4 and 5, almost 6-year-olds. So, but whatever, that's one thing I was learning. And way less deep than what you just said, which also I think I was a part of in my life, is that introspective and reflective cool. time. And which is awesome. So like, and I even had, I think I mentioned this last podcast, but like a time away, one point, and plan on doing another of just prayer time and being able to make sure I'm focusing on that in the midst of what it is to be tired and really busy. And like many people maybe had a good time off with family. I spent a lot of times at neighbors with like that who felt like they really connected with their family in this time. And for me, it was like just go time, go, go, go. So I just realized I needed to make sure I was carving that time in there as well. So it's really important. And children's masks are not made for children, apparently.
Right. So children's, you know, masks.
Yeah, write that down. That's you have to customize them.
Are all the time. Not made.
She's still writing it down.
For children.
For real.
Yeah, for real, because that's like the topic of our season 3 opener. Intentional, inspiring, and children's masks are not made for children.
That's it. That's what we're talking about this season on Only We Matter podcast. Where generations are coming together to solve the world's problems. That's us.
Nice, nice. You know, I'm so excited about this third season because we are going in a little bit of a new direction. And we talked about this earlier in the year, but we want to, for those that are just popping into our third season, we have the opportunity. We have partnered with a company called Graf Martin. We have the opportunity to be interviewing authors and some people from the film and TV industry about bridging the generational gap and how does or how could they or their work help bridge that gap between the generations. So that's really exciting for us. And so that's not every episode, but we do have that opportunity to do that. So that's exciting.
Yeah, because that's still a core of who we are too, is we want to show how each generation matters and how they actually have a voice in our issues of today, how hot button issues we need to actually be having conversations with those who we probably would most likely forget or try to push out of the conversation and say, oh, that's a young person issue, or no, that's an older person issue, or that's a youth issue, and be like, well, I think it's valuable that we all are part of the conversation, and maybe we have solutions within our generations that we never thought were there before. And so to be open-minded and open, have an open heart towards those opinions as well. And so that's what we're doing here. So we're excited for that in this third season, inviting these other voices in as well to be a part of that conversation. So here we go. Here we go.
And here season we 3. Go. I feel like we should have a drum roll. Hey, we're trying to build each other up, not ignore each other, here on Only We Matter podcast with Brandon and Jacqueline. Thanks for listening. Hit the subscribe button and keep the conversation going.